This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I feel like this would be a great fit for Buffalo. I don't know why, because I usually don't gravitate towards this type of player, which is athletically freaky, gifted, and doesn't do it all the time, right? But for some reason, I think that Kenneth Grant can be a better NFL player than he was a college player. I'm willing to buy into that potential. Basically, as high as you want to put him, honestly. If I needed a defensive tackle, I'm willing to take Kenneth Grant pretty much as high as I need him.
That is a voice you may know, Sam Monson. Been on our show many times, talking about Michigan defensive tackle Kenneth Grant for the Bills. I don't think I've seen any other player mocked more often to the Bills than Kenneth Grant. One thing I was reading earlier today from Pro Football Network. Not sure if you know Pro Football Network, but they send us lots of content, like daily free agent analysis, mock drafts, all kinds of stuff. So let me just read this to you. Updated data from users over the last 2 weeks. Each team page has first-round trends from users on the mock draft simulator, as well as the top five players chosen by each team with their first-round pick. So click on the Bills at pick 30. So March 18th to 24th, over the last week, 55% of users selected a defensive tackle with their first-round pick. Kenneth Grant coming in number one. 24.2%. Then a player named Tyleek Williams, who I don't know of, and then Walter Nolan. Walter Nolan, who we have heard about a lot. Four defensive tackles top this list. Users drafting on the Bills' behalf at Pro Football Network over the last week. Okay. So they have every team, and that's pick 30. Pick 31, Kansas City Chiefs. Brace yourselves. 45% of users selected a defensive tackle with their first-round pick. Walter Nolan, then an offensive tackle, Tyleek Williams, Kenneth Grant. Doesn't have to be a problem. But by this consensus, crowdsourcing it, the Chiefs are seen to have the same need as the Bills. And, you know, in how it fits with the draft class. Maybe the Bills need a corner more than they need a defensive tackle, but, you know, how deep or each pool, that kind of thing. So Kansas City, you know, right behind the Bills in the draft. And then Philadelphia as the Super Bowl champion at 32 over the last week. 34.7% of users selected a defensive Walter Nolan with their first round pick. I'll stop saying Walter Nolan like that for now. But the Chiefs and the Eagles are right with the Bills. Why does that matter? The Bills draft in front of those teams. Trade possibilities. I mean, we've been down the road with the Bills and the Chiefs trading in the draft. Do you think the Bills would not do that this year after last year? I bet you think they should not do that this year. I think you maybe thought they shouldn't have done it last year, but they did. They were willing to take that chance. The Chiefs get to Xavier Worthy. The Bills, I don't know, it's not really right, settle for Keon Coleman at pick 8. I love trading down. I mean, I really do love it. I feel like it's an edge that stands out anymore in the league, in sports, because there are still plenty of teams that won't do it. Like, there's still plenty of trading up. I mentioned earlier how the show prior to this show seemed to spend the day on, like, trading up. Why would you do it? I'm not sure exactly how they framed it, but I know lots of people called in to talk about why they would like the Bills to trade up. I just don't get it. I don't know how many years have to go by, you know, especially when you want to make an exception for quarterback. Fine. That obviously worked out for the Bills, you know? Could you say that? Is that safe to say? Moving up as they did dramatically for Allen. But how many years of moving up for Kyer Elam and Dalton Kincaid do we really need? Does it always not work? Of course not. I mean, sometimes it's going to hit. Your odds of drafting a good player are a little better. Not a lot better, necessarily, but a little better when you move up in the order, obviously. Why wouldn't that be true? The reason why you do the opposite is to give yourself, in an imperfect science here, this draft, every year, an extra chance to get a good player, even if it is in the mid-rounds, which it would be. These trades, Elam and Kincaid, that I'm citing, cost the Bills each a fourth-round pick. Sal had that cool chart. It might be pinned on his Twitter. I saw it from him. We talked about it maybe Friday. He's got every pick the Bills have made since 2018. They've made 3 fourth-round picks only in all those years. And this is why. Because that was the price to get Elam to move up 2 spots with the Ravens in 2022. How did that go? That was the price to get Kincaid to move up 2 spots in 2023. Mm-hmm. They gave up a 5th to move up 2 spots for Cody Ford. And that was in the second round, maybe in 2019. Long departed offensive lineman. They traded down for Cook twice in the second round. Respect that. You know,
what does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Going to be a running back, which I didn't like the idea of at the time, pretty much any time in round 2. They got 2 sixths in that process, one from Tampa Bay and one from Cincinnati, to move down twice in that second round 3 years ago now for Cook. They traded down for Trey White. That went all right. They traded down 17 spots for Trey White. So please understand, like, it's not going to be only one way. There are going to be hits and misses no matter what you do in the draft. Coleman also is iffy. If I'm going to use Kincaid, I got to use Coleman. And they traded down twice for him. I just look at it like this. This is not a perfect roster. It kind of was 3 years ago. Hyde and Poyer and Trey White and Diggs and Davis. And you just had veterans, stars all over the roster. Meaning that many fewer possibilities for draft picks, for rookies. Like it, that was how it was. It's not that way right now as I see it. They're pretty firm on offense. Receiver is still, as we talk about all the time, a position where you could make an argument that they need help. But, you know, they may not agree. It's thinking of like the last 4 years of that conversation. They may not agree. So it's pretty firm, though. I wouldn't want to take that for granted. Injuries are rampant in the sport. I wouldn't want to take that for granted. I think a running back makes sense. I think a receiver makes sense. I think offensive line always makes sense. Maybe not tight end right now. Defensively, they need a lot. And so they have 10 draft picks. And I know Sal tends to say, and maybe Bulldog said this too, that there are not going to be roster spots for 10 rookies. And I just look at it differently. I don't disagree with that, but I just want my best odds. I want my best chance of finding what should it be, three or four that are good, not just are good enough to start because I don't have anybody better, but actually good. And so I kind of want as many picks as possible. And I get that by trading down. I don't think the Bills, because they're at 10 already, I don't think the Bills need to be thinking about trading down. I just don't like the idea of trading up, especially when I'm looking at defensive tackles because, I mean, come on. I need to do what? Go from 30 to 24, 22? What number do you want? I mean, what's the point? It's going to cost them, it would cost them, they don't have a third, but say they got one. To move from 30 to 24 or something would cost them a third. To move from like 30 to 20 would cost them a second. Maybe you get like a fifth back or something, but still, like that's a, you want that to be a starting player. I don't get it. I feel like a lot of these, you know, debates are great and a lot of them are really close and interesting. This to me is just not even close or interesting. You're better in a vacuum. If we're talking about specific guys at the moment, then that, you know, then you can sort of, you have clarity. You know what the trade offer is, you know who the player is, and you go from there. In a broader sense, there's just no reason to be thinking like that. I think for this team, with needs, with pick 30, you need defensive line, and there's a lot of them. Okay, just wait for it. Or trade down, and that's kind of what, it really is what Coleman was. I mean, it was very similar, where you needed a receiver, and we kind of all knew that, and the Bills agreed, and were willing to move out of Worthy. They lost out on Ricky Pearsall, because of this, and then moved out of Leggett to get to Coleman, who, I don't know, like the stuff I always wish I knew about their decisions are just like how close it was and what they felt about the other guys. Because you can assume, maybe you'd assume that Coleman for them was superior to these other players. And, you know, that's it, that's all that matters. But it doesn't have to be. You could have just sort of a real life, yeah, I know what I don't know here. I like these certain traits. Allen's on board. That was a thing with Coleman and Kincaid, for what that's worth. And so go ahead and give me, I'll take another draft pick. They did not, I want to make sure I say this every time in the Coleman example, they did not really kill it in that trade. Like they didn't, with Kansas City at least, ends up at the defensive tackle, Dwayne Carter. Wow, if he were better, we wouldn't even maybe have the defensive tackle need going into this year. But, you know, maybe it's still somewhat of a need. That they didn't get rich off the Worthy trade. You know, you want this that badly, we're going to ask you for more than what the chart says. And the Bills didn't get more than what the chart said. They got sort of, they made a par. on that move. And right now, Worthy looks like he'll be really good. I mean, he's already made a big impact on that team, and Coleman has made a lesser impact, but there's still hope for him. Mike Shope here at 803-0550, back after this timeout on WGR.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.